As we venture deeper into Java, it becomes imperative to acquaint ourselves with some advanced topics that can significantly enhance our coding skills and broaden your understanding of the language. In this chapter, we'll explore generics, lambda expressions, and streams, all of which play a vital role in developing robust and efficient Java applications. 14.1. Generics add stability to your code by allowing you to specify, at compile time, the specific types that a collection can contain or a method can operate upon. This feature helps prevent runtime, typecasting errors, and adds a layer of abstraction. 14.2. Lambda expressions. Lambda expressions are a fundamental part of Java's shift towards functional programming. They provide a concise way to represent one method interface using an expression. Lambda expressions are beneficial for event handling and data processing. 14.3. Streams in Java 8 are a major abstraction that simplify operations on sets of data. Streams are particularly useful when working with large amounts of data, as they can optimize and simplify tasks such as filtering, mapping, or iterating over collections. 14.4. Digging deeper into generics. Generics are more than just parameterized types for collections. They can also be used in class, interface, and method declarations. 14.5. Lambda expressions and functional interfaces. Lambda expressions are typically used to implement methods defined by functional interfaces, interfaces that declare a single abstract method. Java 8 offers numerous predefined functional interfaces contained within the java.util.function package. 14.6. Advanced stream operations. Streams provide a rich API for manipulating data. You can chain multiple operations together in a pipeline, which can be parallelized for efficiency. Generics, lambda expressions, and streams are advanced concepts that can help you write more flexible, efficient, and robust code. Understanding and effectively using these features will significantly enhance your Java programming skills. As with any concept, it takes practice to become comfortable using these tools. Experiment with generics to make your code more flexible and safer. Use lambda expressions to make your code more concise and readable. And take advantage of streams to efficiently manipulate data. Keep pushing your boundaries, continue practicing, and keep exploring the fascinating world of Java programming. Happy coding. Conclusion. As we conclude this comprehensive exploration of Java programming, it's important to remember that our journey in learning never really ends. The field of computer science and programming is dynamic, continually evolving and presenting new challenges and opportunities. What you've learned in this book is a strong foundation, a springboard from which you can dive deeper into the vast ocean of knowledge that is programming. Throughout this book, we ventured through the basic constructs of the Java language, understanding variables, data types, operators, and control flow structures. We've explored the principles of object-oriented programming, delved into concepts such as classes, objects, inheritance, polymorphism, and interfaces. We went further into arrays, collections, and data structures, learning how to efficiently store and manipulate data. We took an in-depth look at exception handling and the importance of writing robust code that can deal with unexpected scenarios gracefully. We've examined the importance of file I/O, understanding that our applications can interact with external data. We then moved on to creating graphical user interfaces with JavaFX, learned about event handling, and discovered how to create interactive applications. We delved into database interactions with JDBC and SQL, learning to build applications that can persist and retrieve data from databases. We also discover the world of concurrent programming with multi-threading and explored advanced topics like generics, lambda expressions, and streams. Finally, we underscored the importance of code reliability with unit testing and debugging, highlighting practices that can help us write better and more resilient code.